Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
You're watching a master.
We ain't playing that bullshit no more around here. Peaches, what's happening?
YouTube up.
Yeah, I heard that. You're blowing it up too, bro.
Man, I know this kid was from way back. But the reason why I touched base with you, me and you had talked about this before, I got some partners over here in North Alabama, man, around, you know, Moulton, Corlin, over here in Lawrence County, next to the shows and off in the shows. And they tell me all the time, you know, I know people in the game, some real-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to have my boy, because I know he knows what he's doing, you know, and I said, I'm going to get him on the show. If y'all want to call in and ask him something, or we just going to ask him some questions, maybe they can go back and listen to the show and learn something. Right. But what's the first step to get yourself, you know, out of that room or out of your house, out of that studio, and to lay something down to actually get it solid?
Man, I tell you what's crazy as hell is, a lot of people flip out. They, you know, I've been in people's studios, a lot of them, but the funniest thing is now I have my own label. I've had my own personal studio. Everything that's recorded, mixed, master, engineered is all by me. And I have my label, which is our Money Records, and different producers, always, you know, as far as KNP, super producer from Athens, to D Badass, which is my personal producer also, who's on the label. So a lot of it hands down is me dealing with me on it, and I gotta throw this in there before I forget later on. Tune in,
yeah.
YouTube. You gotta look up Wait. The new video drops tonight at 7 o'clock also.
Oh yeah, I know that's gonna be nice. I'm definitely gonna be in there checking that out.
Oh. Yeah, you got to check it out, bro. Like I say, the new album, Airplane. You know, the first independent artist to move 2,500 units in 7 days. You know. Straight out of Tahoe.
Hey, that's what they call grinding. That's what you call grinding. And I like the way you did everything yourself, because in the end, you know what I'm saying, nobody put you put yourself on. So that
right,
might be the first step too. Some of these people got to take is don't sit back and wait for somebody to put you on. Sometimes you got to put yourself on.
Well, I think what the thing is, and this is why I like to tell artists all the time, you know, coming from Huntsville, I mean, it's cool you got your same random clubs. You know, you got 4 or 5 clubs in your city, but you're performing at the same clubs over and over, and that's the thing about it. And I ain't trying to call nobody weak or a soft ass, but at the same time, my reality and my music is what I live, so being the streets, and you know me, I've been a street nigga my whole life.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We done
run up on each other in there until we started knowing each other from. So, shit. Hey, they know me around in this area. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can vouch for dude, real.
Hey.
And I've been hearing your work. I done seen your work progress. You know, that's what I love about your work, man. I done seen it progress knowing you for so long. You know what I'm saying? Man, every time you come out, it's getting better and better.
Man, like I tell people, man, all day don't blow on that music for real. The thing about it, man, I think the reason a lot of artists, the reason why they don't get as far as they see or can go with it, a lot of people are scared to travel by themselves. Me, I travel by myself, and I don't need security or nothing. As long as I got 2 irons on me, some money in my pocket, hey, I'm good. I do shows. I've seen roaches on the floor, and I've been performing on stages by myself, and just, hey, because when I know what came in there with me was by myself, when I leave what leave with me was all by myself. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take more to get so
entertaining.
I'm here for the entertainment, man. Hey, I respect everybody in the grind game, especially music, Alabama. Shit, man.
We got to come together and put it on the map.
Yeah, my kids listen to the wrong music.
Check this out. Over there in Florence, man, they're supposed to be doing something. Have you heard about that? That music resort they building like $3.2 billion, something like performance stages. Man, we need to tighten up. People need to tighten up around this area, especially the ones that live in that area, like where I'm from up here around Lawrence County, with all this talent. Now we're not like also. We don't have any clubs. We said we've only got 2 cities in the county that's wet, man. So they bullshitting over here. On another note, you know, so no big clubs can really get in here. You know, they're trying to keep everything all mom and pop. But it's a little bit over there in Florence and the shows. But there's some talent around here, and people come to me all the time. They're like, man, you friends with such and such on Facebook. Your name was the first one somebody asked me about over back this way. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to try to get at him and see if he, you know, he may want to do a talent search over here, because we talked about this a couple of years ago, you know, doing some type of talent search, somebody getting in touch with you. So, again, I want you to give them all the information they can get with you. to try to get in contact with it. You can set it up and we can go from there. But I plan on pushing something like open mic here in Lawrence County myself, and it's going to be rap, poetry, you know, political. It's going to be all this shit. Because I'm coming with everything, bro. But
man,
I'm telling people how they can get in touch with you in case they want to, you know, try to get out there and see what they got. And we need to put together this talent search.
Man, we can make it work. And like I say, if they want to get in contact with me, they can hit me on Facebook. It's Sham, S-H-A-M. The last name is Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. They can hit me on Twitter at Weight410, W-E-I-G-H-T-410. Or you can even hit me up, you know, on Instagram, Sham, S-H-A-M-410.
If they want to get in touch with you, if they can't find either one, I certainly send them in the right direction. But we're going to play this song right here, Sham. We'll be right back. This is that I'm a Problem.
Oh, my song, I'm a Problem.
See, most of these niggas talk that rap shit, right? But I tell you what, when you bring my name up,
okay.
I expose niggas, right?
My technique's unbeatable. High five when you greet a dude. Anything that these niggas own, I can't secrete a few. Wanna know about me, partner? I can't season it. Bet up this rap shit, homie. Don't make me eat it. You, my bar's more gold than my 16th, call it Genesis. Most these rappers act as outside, be on some friendly shit. Talk behind my back, shit's wet. So why you foes, niggas? Never took the fame to my head. I just show niggas. Time to get this money, stop hating. That's a bitch move. Coming with the childish ass flows below your preschool. Never see me bite my tongue, don't hold my fist back. I'm going in the fuck boy's mouth just like some Tic Tac. Get that? Matter of fact, can you dig that? Wanna take your toe to throw your grill, they can't fix that. Never through this shit, but a feeling if we chit chat. Beeping with the best in the city, niggas get high. I am a problem. 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 Who the hell this nigga supposed to be? No, you ain't as cold as me. No, you can't beat me. You're even slower than me vocally. Yeah, I got the game in the bag, so you just grocery. Shots fired, man, damn, tulips smelling like potpourri. Lace up your polo street from the city, they know it's me. The same niggas holding me back won't get as close as me. Your apple sucks like Chief Keef, gotta teach you a lesson, nigga. Coming on ankles, I gotta give you directions, nigga. Got a lot of guns, why shoot them when I can fight first? A bit of heavyweight, your work of art is some light work. Been through chapters in my life that made me what I am. Gotta stand up for yourself, niggas don't stand. Came from the hustle and selling bands of this smell good. Being in the block, you they claim and say you selfhood. Grown men do what they wanna and what they chest, nigga. Say it right there in your face, so don't attest, nigga.
I am a problem. 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 I am a problem.
He said, "Never met him in this hidden." Another question I want to ask you, are you taking on any artists right now, or you just, you know, somebody just have to get in touch with you and take it from there? I'm not looking for anybody to just run up, you know, but I mean, are you on the lookout for other artists? That's what I'm trying to get at.
At the current moment, I'm not looking for any artists. I've actually just dropped some artist albums, in which a lot of people don't know about, like the boy AG.
Shout him out right here, bro. Shout him out right here.
That boy AG, his album, he's already done and out right now. I've got Young JD. He's out. He's a singer. You know, he kind of reminds you of, he reminds me of Jarquise and, what's his name, August Haslina mix, man. He's from the bottom, Lower Montgomery. So those are artists that I have that have dropped, but at the current moment, I'm not looking for any artists, and there's a reason why, because I have too much time on my hands with music and touring and between being a tattoo artist and stuff like this. So I wouldn't even be able to have the time to fit them in the studio at the current moment. But I'm not going to say I'm not looking for them. But it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody come up with that, you know they got it. You have to work with it. But I understand that sometimes you don't be together. By the time somebody comes to you, they need to have it together. They need to be ready to hit the stage and be like, hey, I got shit set upstairs if I can hit it.
Right. It's more like,
go ahead.
That was just like I had made a status on Facebook and it was crazy because I ended up having 28 features, tracks sent to me. They even had verses, hooks, everything. All I had to do was go in there and drop my verses. And what's funny as hell is, there was 28 tracks that were sent to me in 3 days. All different artists. And what's funnier than that, one dude, he sent me 3 tracks. He sent me the money for my verses. He was like, man, I need to send the money for the verses. I said, all right, I'm going to start this one first. He paid for the first, then he sent me the other 2 tracks. And then he was like, all right, you ready for me to send the money for those? And I had to ask him, I had to stop him. I said, hey, man, guess what, man? I got a question. He was like, what's up? I said, man, you doing a group album or something? There's 3 verses on, that's 3 tracks on your album. We doing an album, man? Hold on, it's cool. I can do you 2, but when you go 3, dog, we need to drop a CD.
Yeah,
you drop
this CD and sign the
paper. Yeah. I'm solo, man. I'm an army of oneself, man. So, but as far as, features and stuff, if you send me the track, man, I'm going to get it. I'm not nobody who's going to tell you he ain't get the track and all of a sudden or you going to be bullshitting, waiting around for 4 or 5 days for the song to be turned around. I'm telling you, if you sent that mug to me, 9 out of 10, you're going to get it the very next day. I'm going to drop them verses. And I ain't trying to step on no artist tools because Alabama as a whole, we need to stick together. But if you send me your track, you better be raw as hell because I try and kill everybody's track on. I hate to take over your track, but I'm trying to kill you.
It's got to be like that.
Right. When I send it back, you free privilege to rewrite your verse because I'm trying to kill you on your track. I mean, there ain't no competition with us. It's just I got to go for what I do best. I have to, and that's the thing about it. A lot of people are like, man, he may be, oh, man, he cocky, he confident. No, man, it's just, that's just how I get down. I was one of the first ones, pioneers who started the music scene. So to be where I'm at now, be as good to me as I think I am, I think, I shouldn't deserve to just get any weaker with my music. I have to keep being better and better. And every time I write something, it's like, my thought process. I guess the older I get, the wiser you get. So it's like every time I write, I think about it. And I think harder. And here I am, I'm dropping verses. And I write verses per song. No lie, bro. Every track I drop never takes me past. My wife even had to time me. I've never wrote a song past 24 minutes. I could drop 48 bars in less than 24 minutes. If you want me to freestyle it, I'm a beat you. At the same time, if you want it written, I'm gonna drop it. But I just want to see everybody put on. Like, I don't really want to think it's all about me. I just want to say Alabama needs to be put on anyway because there's some garbage ass rappers. Right, the way the industry going right now, no disrespect to most of these wannabe Domingos, Young Thug ass rappers, but at the same time, in the next 3 years, ain't nobody gonna want to listen to rap no more.
Nah.
When they got my kids wearing goddamn Speedos and tight shirts, fuck this. It's cool if y'all, it's cool with the young thing, but when you grow out of it, you're gonna laugh when you're wearing that shit, But I guess it ain't kind of no different than we was wearing MC Hammer pants and steel toed shoes.
Yeah, they look the same way. The same way. That's going to be a big thing going over back to the like I said, I'm going to give a shout-out to my peeps down at the Red Bank down at Town Creek. You ever been down that way, man? I know you know about Town Creek and Corlin.
Man,
and over there, the battle's there, man. Hey, them dudes got some skills over there, man.
My little sister, Miante, Tay-Tay, she stayed in Corlin, man. Town Creek.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Man, I'm 7 miles from Corlin, bro.
Huh?
Yeah. That's my backyard. I'm 7 miles from Corlin. Yeah,
that's
down through there.
We can go all the way down. We can go all the way down where these people ain't never really been. We can go all the way down to Roger Williams and Mobile, where the ghetto really is. We can go all the way to Birmingham, West End, South End. So we can go all the way down
West End. That's the peeps on my daddy's side over there. Shout out to West End over there, Fairfield and Fountain Heights.
Yeah, man. All your crowd. Hey, like a lot of people know nothing about that, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what got me interested in is like back in 96, right around that Pac area, I really had stopped listening to rap. You know, that's what I came through, and that's why, man, I sort of see. I ain't trying to, like, you know, people get offended when you compare, but man, you in that same format. You know what I'm saying? That's the same format. I ain't saying who's better or not, but that's in that same format, and you rarely see that. But back in the day, like I said, in '96, when I was running around in that area up around Cortland and Town Creek, man, I was a younger cat. You know, I was doing things I had to do, or I felt I had to do, doing it well, whatever. You know, you know, looking up to me, man. They was rapping, man. They was going so hard, man. It was just cats that didn't have, you know, nobody behind them push that talent to say they're gonna take it to the next level. And if I could see this while I was out there doing the things I was doing, blowing money fast, you know, I would have been, should have been investing. But like you said, you get older, you learn. But they still at it, you know. They're about 10 degrees up to me. You know, 10 years, whatnot. But they still at it. So, you know, I'm trying to give a deal, man. We're trying to get something going in this area, wake this area up.
All right.
You got the seven, don't know what to do with it. But you got this music, our resort coming in the next year or two with 20,000 jobs, all those stages. You got to get it.
And I tell you what, speaking of why you said Town Creek area, because I know my brother, I don't know if he on the line listening. I'm pretty sure he might be on there. But OG Capone, you know what I mean? OG Capone was producing for a lot of people out there in Town Creek. Him and Ken Patton. You know what I'm saying? So let me give a shout out to Ken Patton and OG Capone. You know what I mean? Them boys, you know, their era was cut. You know, the era we was on then cut from different cloth nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So,
Man, shit changed, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pretending this to them or you or anybody else, but sometimes motherfucking cloth get dirty out there. You know what I'm saying? You got to change the cloth, you know what I'm saying? So you in a new damn piece, but keep it real at all times. That's what I always say. That's why Bones know me from the street, from keeping it real, from the politics, you know, black history, whatever. You know, I never seen the rapping, but the dudes I know that do rap, motherfucking real, starting with you, bro. You know, that's what I tell people, man. You got to get connected with the same like minds if you want something to happen. You can't be hanging around with a bunch of cornballs and expect some shit to happen. Because that shit is like a disease, bro. You hang around a bunch of fake, man. You'll catch that shit. You'll catch that shit, man. That shit will spread amongst your team. When that shit pop up, you got to treat that shit. The only way to treat it, you just figure out to click.
The thing about it is, it's too many followers and not enough leaders out here. That's the problem. That's why I teach my kids every day. Just because you got a friend who want to do something, if you really don't feel like you want to do it, you don't go do it. You got to go your own distance and walk your own straight line from it. Because if you're following just your friend did this and you really didn't want to, but you still going to do it anyway, then you made yourself a follower. Now you lead your own direction of what you want to do. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, and some people get caught up on
that's real. Yeah, that's real. That made me think about that. You had put up a post on Facebook not too long ago when all this crazy was going down, you know, but just recently we had some crazy, six shootings in less than a week. But you had put a post out about that. Man, I found this stuff to be so real. And that's another thing I do, too. I used to be a supervisor down at the treatment facility in Cortland. And, you know, some bad little kids, bad boys and stuff, man. Like I said, there's not enough. Like you said, leaders out there, just not enough. Right. So, you know, with this station or whatnot, this is the first step I'm going to take and do my part, what I can do, you know. But
these
like
kids
you said,
nowadays are worse than what we were in the 90s. I mean,
for real.
Because we was fighters then. Nowadays, they shoot us. So, and the worst part about it, and I know I'm going to end up doing a song about it, and when I do, I know it's going to hurt some feelings, but at the same time, it's going to hurt them the worst way because it's going to be true. But the thing is about it, it's just like you can go to school. somebody and say, here's a teenager trying to rob you or kick in your door. So here you didn't shoot that child and that child dead, but you're a grown-ass man. But at the end of the day, what if it was one of your schoolmates or friends you went to school with? But then when you look at some of your friends who actually found you on Facebook and see what they post, you see why their child was raised like that.
Because
they self, but then it's us who have actually grown and molded ourselves to be better. And that's the difference. So, like I said, I'll do a song about it. I'm going to do one. And you know, like I say, I can only play one portion of fixing the world. I can't fix the whole world.
You're right.
Like I say,
the better you are able to try to fix some type of change. So, hey, they take grinding on the music or whatever it is out there doing, you got to do it. Like, that's what I talk about it now. I talk about the violence now, man. I'm saying I'm no stranger to it. But I'm going to tell you, you know, man, I pull out in a minute, put the knuckles up, whatever, all types of stuff. I got caught with that brand new 45 down there in Corlin. They talking about that. They thought the gun was stolen. He said, man, you got a high-priced gun here. So I always stay strapped. But the thing about it is, it was only in case I needed it. I was doing things I had no business, and everything was out there. All kind of, when you're in the gutter, all type of shit's out there. You know what I'm saying? People turn their back on you, rob you, gonna set you up, whatever. But see, I try to do what I can now, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a whole lot different now. And I see now that all that, you know, the way I was living was wrong. So you get out there and try to teach them different. But at the time, nobody could teach me nothing because I was in there. I was in that, so I had to let that play out. That's why I said these people need some role models. You just can't go up to a young kid, hey, stop that, quit. You have to be in that person's life and be around that person to try to wean them off of that type of lifestyle into something better. And out of that, you know, wean them out of that mind frame. That's the only way you're going to make it better. A lot of people going in just expect them to just do a quick turnaround. Shit don't happen like that. You're going to have to be committed.
Right. And it was more like a lot of people, you know, you see me post on Facebook, a lot of people are like, man, Sham, are we saying real shit? It's like, I've got, you know, people try to realize, like, where I come from, it was more like, yeah, I went to jail 16 times. I actually counted when I went to when I got locked up my 16th time. I actually shot 3 guys when I was 18 years old. I actually did that, and that's the thing about music now. People want to act like they did, they haven't done it, and that's the thing about it. And used to hustle.
Yeah.
Now my daughter's 10. I haven't been to jail since my daughter was born. I drew a picture when I was in jail on my 16th time locked up. And drew a picture, and she still got it to this day. And they said, Dad's never going back to jail. I haven't been to jail since my daughter was born. And that's what's funny as shit about it is, coming from a hustler, now what the people fail to realize, I got 9 little brothers now. 9 little brothers. When I say 9 little brothers, these are all my adopted brothers. They were the same dudes who came to me, was getting tattoos and stuff, and used to buy weed from me when I was out hustling. They were clients and all this and then customers of me. And I turned their whole life around, and I seen all 9 of them graduate. See, nobody knows it.
That's lovely.
I'm going to put a family portrait up on Facebook. I got 9 little brothers, and I'm talking about they'll bust a nigga ass up, though. But I'm talking about they grew up.
That's lovely.
We talked to them. They had to understand it because I still get in that field if you want to go there. But at the end of the day, it ain't going to mean nothing to a grown man who got a better mindset.
I went through the same situation. There were some people saying, so I had a little situation going on. It was on Facebook, you know, a little bit. I had people that really know that I don't play like that, saying and chopping off running at the mouth. But I had people inboxing me and calling me, man, where are you at? And so, man, I had to get on Facebook and say, hey, look, I do not endorse nothing like that. And I had to tell them, nothing like that happened. I've been telling people, you better shut up because there's some people out here know that I'm real. And they see you over there clowning, I'm not going to be responsible for what happened. So it's best that people just chill out, stay in your place, do your grind, you know, and all this hating. If you're going to hate, please keep the hate to yourself because when you put that stuff out there in the universe, sometimes they turn around and come back and find you.
And you know what's funny, isn't it? You can go anywhere you want to go. You can have a good time with a complete stranger versus somebody you know. Because I can go out right now. Go to any city. I can have a blast with some people I do not know. We can just be talking, man, yeah, man. I'm from here. I'm from here, too, man. And we can turn up together. But you talk to the same nigga in your city, and I tell you, you don't know if he's trying to backstab you or you trying to bust his head. You don't know what you're going to have to do, and it's sad, but it is.
Yeah. Or just all of a sudden, all of a sudden, you didn't know anything was, and you thought it was all cool, but you know, you be somewhere and here's a fuck nigga, your face all turn up.
The people see the people who don't know you have respect for you. Just like I have respect for any individual, you know. Versus if you found me, we see each other. Hey, and you saying what's up with your head? I'm like, what's up with my head? Shit, we straight then, cause I can see you ain't really got that much aggression. See, everybody want to be a gorilla every fucking day. Everybody want to be this tough ass nigga, and it's like, man, all right, as soon as somebody punch you in between your titties, nigga, you gonna fall out.
Yeah, you exactly. Know, like, everybody want to be the beast till it's time to do what beasts do. They don't want to be the beast.
Some dudes are just too hard, man. I mean, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And then I feel sorry for the woman they with. You like that man to be always like that. Yeah, I don't
get
it. Like, I can't. Just like
speaking of that, I'm going to drop this song right here to let everybody know, you know, because I'm from the hood. I can vouch for you. People, if I tell somebody that around my way, if anybody know me, they're going to believe that. So they know I don't prove it. It's fake. I don't think it's much fake. But the boy here is, Wait got songs for every genre, not just that hard shit. He going hard enough. I'm going to play this song, Paris. It's a good song, too.
Oh,
but I'll be right back. Yeah.
I'm trying to calm her down, her attitude at 100,000. Her stamina on cocky, so I see she steady mounted. I tell her coming down in front of people, I'm embarrassed. She ratchet with a mouth, so that's why I'm picking Paris. I'm taking her to 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 Paris. Said, damn, babe, why you acting out? I seen acting up, she been acting up. Said, I'm trying to get the bitch turned on. Right on the water, no act it out. I say love is pain when there ain't no change. I say love is pain when there ain't no change. I wanna talk about the life, but the rich is a fame. Nigga, too damn hood, but I'm too damn good. It's the life of an insane. She wanna part of bag, feel like a course. I wanna sell our shows and a couple of fans. We can part of bag, feel like a course. I wanna sell our shows and a couple of fans. Me and her been together since baby shoes, but she flips out, I understand. I'm a trouble man, I've been troublesome, but my bills paid and my lights on. She gets mad, she gets mad, she throws fists in the fight zone. She got the attitude with every baby mama, but I good mom like a grandmother. Took the charge for my damn brother. She too damn good like me and up. In between the sheets, I misbehave and I act a fool in my man cave. Posted in the cut, no band-aid. Stick it to the bread like mayonnaise. She loves the way I cut it up. Jump up on it, jump it up. Turn around, wait my eye. Ask her if she's had enough. Baby bad, that's enough. Good lady, all I asked for, the only thing she wanted. I told her to pack her bag and stuff.
Trying to calm her down, her attitude 100,000. Stamina on cocky, so I see she steady mounted. I tell her coming down in front of people, I'm embarrassed. She ratchet with her mouth, so that's why I'm thinking Paris. Paris, I'm taking her to Paris. Why I'm thinking Paris. Paris, I'm taking her to Paris. 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 I'm taking her to Paris.
I'm from a small city, but like bright lights. You wanna pull my screen, just like tight. Get well excited on the night lights. And what's a bigger picture, what's life like? Look at me back, look at me back. Turn me on, no feedback. Paris land, feedback. Paris land, Paris sweet. Both rides, let's breathe back. I go hard for my face, spin up on deck. So better with the cards to the plate. Can't talk about the moon with the stars in the way. Ever being getting bread, no star for the day. Terry on this rock with a lot of rosé. Being out cheer, I'm about so okay. Lives on my shoulder, rock all four plates. Ever being getting bread, no star for the day. Terry on this rock with a lot of rosé. Being out cheer, I'm about so okay. Lives on my shoulder, rock all four plates. Gotta step up, just to figure for attention. Got heels on, get
for the type that you wanna put the hands on.
She cooks good and dressed nice
for the type that you wanna put the hands on.
She cooks good and dressed nice. Call her Delta Van Basie.
Okay,
even hoes that work down and set game on crazy.
Okay,
they're gonna let them hate.
Yeah.
Let stupid get embarrassed. And gave me over nothing. And gave me over nothing. And I love it, been bananas.
Hey,
come
down her attitude at 100,000. Her stamina on cocky, so I see she steady mounting.
Hey.
I tell her coming down in front of people, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
She ratchet with a mouth, so that's why you think it's Paris.
Okay,
Paris. I'm taking her to Paris.
Okay,
I'm taking her to Paris.
Okay,
I'm taking her to Paris.
Yeah.
I'm taking her to Paris.
Hey.
I'm taking her to Paris.
Okay,
I'm taking her to Paris.
Okay,
I'm taking her to Paris.
Yeah, I like that one too, bro. I hope that you got some stuff going on, bro. Loving it.
Man, I sure appreciate it, bro. Like I say, man, just working. Hey, I tell you what, and the grind will not stop. It will not stop.
Yeah, hey, I'm checking out your tattoos too, man. Man, you got them both going on, man. I'm checking out your tattoos too. You want to give a shout-out to that? Somebody get your own contact information in case, hey, dude, do straight tattoos. You can go on Facebook and check out some of his work. But if somebody want to do something with the tattoos, they contact you the same way? You got something different on that?
Same exact way. Sham Sterling on Facebook and then Sham410 on Instagram. Same way you find me. It ain't hard. Like I say, people, you can DM me on Instagram. I answer back on messages. It ain't no different than like Twitter. Wait410. Talk about me on Twitter all the time. It's more of my music, but I've had people rarely come across with tattoos on there because it's more of the music thing. But other than that, Pac said, I ain't hard to find.
Yeah.
I got.
Hey, who are some of the people that you touring with, or work with, as far as touring wise,
I've done 16 shows with Kevin Gates. I've done 7 with Kendrick Lamar. Both cool dudes. They real cool guys. As far as any other artists, as far as that goes, I have not dealt with besides Project Pat.
I like that music too, man.
Yeah, I met the stars, but it's me when I'm trying to get to the level you on. Hey, you can be a cool person, but I'm trying to get like you and be eating.
I'm not fascinated
by a rich person. I'm never gonna be fascinated by a rich person.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to be rich.
Yeah. Hey, you get that? You want to step down when your talent is recognized and it's good enough where you can be in the presence of that. You know what I'm saying? Some of that energy transfer over to you too, and put that drive out a little bit. Like you ain't got time to be fascinated with it. You know, you got to capture it. What you got to do is just go out there and get it.
Right. And like I said, man, I bet you if every artist, and that may be a stupid, retarded, extra, super large business, but you were talking about how they was building a $3.5 million what down there on music or whatever?
Yeah, $3.2 billion music resort. Because, you know, they got the Handy Festival and, you know, they got a rock and roll museum over here, Country Music Hall of Fame over here, and the shows, too, in the area. So they're going to, you know, they're going to do it big. They're bringing 20,000 jobs, but it's going to be more about the music of this area.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. They all want to make money now when the money already been out here. It's been artists too long that been out here. It wasn't hard. I'm telling you, Alabama as a whole, we would tear most of these artists up that's on TV. It's easily a rap.
Yeah.
I think Alabama, we have more Southern creativity and more problems in our life. That when it's time for us to write, it comes out
too damn real. And that's the thing about it. The game is afraid of realism. They rather have this talk about cars, this chick, that chick, and all this and that, this and that. The game nowadays is too fabricated. Yeah, it's for my 5 and 6 or 7 or 8 year old to hear. And I'm not impressed by it. I can't ride around playing some teenage music like that because I don't get into it.
Yeah.
Now, we could talk, we're going on Ross, T.I., 8-Ball, MJG, Tupac, you know, Biggie, Smokey 3000, and then say we old school, my nigga. It's just to say for a fact, we come from the niggas who was talking about something. Nowadays, these niggas playing, these niggas.
Yeah.
Everybody, John, hit him, smack him with a motherfucker baseball bat. I don't give a damn. Fuck you, cat. Hit dog from the back. That's how the niggas be sounding nowadays. Auto-tune and everything, nigga. Zappa Roger was the first auto-tune. Nigga, T-Pain got rich off him. Long time radio. What the fuck, man? Come on, dog. That shit sounded good, but that nigga screaming like a son, bitch. Nigga got a blow up his ass.
None of that fancy shit, like you was just saying, they ain't talking about shit. But that song, that one song you got, I tell you what, I had a long gap for a while with your music. You know, I wasn't even fucking with no computers doing nothing. I just went off the grid for a minute, but with all that contact. So, but first song I had when I came back that you had wrote, because if I tell you, I had the old album, The Weight, and plus, nigga, we used to work together, so I had to freestyle all the time, you know what I'm saying? So I knew it was jumping. But the song you came in sort of reminded me of like a Tupac song, the song you got in November. It sort of put me in the mind, because, you know, cause I'm an artist too, I know, like, I'm a rapper, but writing poem. But that song sort of, November sort of make me think about it's in the same category.
Or
something like that,
You do know what November is about.
That's what matches with power, bro. Huh?
You know what November is about, right?
Yeah,
I know what it's about, bro. No, November is about my son died. That's what November is about. November is, because my birthday is November 17th, and his birthday was November 26th, 2005, and he died. No sooner I was celebrating my birthday, I lost my first boy. So that's why November came from. And I quit rapping. I turned to drinking a lot. I wasn't no drunk, but I damn near was one. And November was more of a song that took me through a lot. And that's when I stopped rapping for 3 years. And then one day I woke up and I snapped out of reality. I was sitting in the house realizing I'm holding my baby girl. I was so drunk. I said, man, hold on. My son don't even want me like this, sitting in depression for 2-3 years. And now look at me. And so I did November.
Yeah.
A lot of people were affected by November. But that's, that was one of the things.
The message, killing the message, man, that the flow and the music, everything right there, perfect, man, to put it in same category. One of a song like a Dear Mama or So Many Tears. It's in that same category. You can't listen to that, man. It don't pull at you. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a cold ass human being. That don't pull at you. The realness too, you know, and to know that it's a real true story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's a tight song, man.
I put the song on Facebook,
fact,
man.
I'm gonna play you this right quick for the people, because we only got like 15 minutes.
Man. You trying to depress me?
Oh, no, I'm trying to get depressed, bro. I'm trying to show how, bro, you got it all in there. You know what I'm saying? With all of it.
No.
The heart is the flavor, but I'm going to roll back on that. I feel you on that, though. But they need to check it out.
You go for it. Hey, you go for it, because sometimes that song right there, like me doing it for my son, and... You know, that was more like, that's what keep me pushing.
Yeah,
use it
for the motivation, like you said. It's your sad event, but like you said, it brought you up out of that. You know, it's a hard thing to go through, but nobody can understand it till a parent has lost a child like that. But, you know, just like you said, you know, you got up, you was down, feeling it. Got up, it came out. And when you do something like that, that's when realness come out.
Yeah, man, a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play that at the closing.
That would be a great song to close out on.
You can go on and play it because the video is supposed to be timed for 7 o'clock. My director, he just hit me and said that
I'm gonna play this and close the show out. But man, you know, we need to hook back up. We need to hook back up and get this thing going, man. And, you know, for all the time that you got, because I know a lot of people are interested. They want to talk to somebody in the game, and if you got a minute, then you can lend them a voice, hear their stuff. I'm gonna tell everybody that's what they need to send it. They need to send it to you. You can check it out. You definitely gonna check it out and get back with them. That's what people sent me over some files yesterday. So I'm gonna be sending you those too. You know, tomorrow I'm gonna send you those, the ones that I got. But I look forward to talking to you in the future, man. I'm definitely gonna be keeping up with your music, bro. Definitely.
That's what's up, bro. And like I said, man, if you when you get done, man, I'm about to change the status too. He said the file was a lot bigger for the video, so. Than he thought, so it'll be 8 o'clock now. So you better get out the air and you can actually sit down, grab your popcorn. You're gonna need it for this one, and you get your cold beer or something.
I'm gonna go jump over the damn cloud of smoke and just come down and get that cold beer. I'm gonna check this shit out.
That's what that is, bro.
All right, man. I'm going to get with you. I'm going to play this, man. Then we out.
All right, fam. You be good, man.
All right, later, man. Appreciate it, bro. All right. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, boss, man. Y'all take care, man.
Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. You be 8 years old now. Right. November 26, 2005. I know, right? Jaden.
Life is more than titles. Yeah. Chapters like the Bible. They say we live in hell. Heaven's waiting my arrival.
Yeah.
Behind these empty pictures, my life, it has reflection.
Right.
I'm walking thin lines and I don't even see direction.
Nah.
My heart, they kept on pacing.
Yeah.
Love, I kept it bitter.
Okay.
They say that you should give up. You think I'm not a quitter.
Nah.
Yeah, I lost my son. How the hell I'm supposed to feel?
Yeah.
The same way I felt was the same as last year.
Yeah.
And now comes November, the 17th and 26th, me and your birthday. Now it's time I finish this. You tired of seeing daddy cry? Yeah, you want me happy, man. Yeah, I got you tatted on my body. Still ain't happy. Damn.
Damn. I hate November. I hate November.
That's right.
I hate November. I hate November.
Lord,
I hate November. I hate November. I hate November. I hate November. I hate November.
Realize you can die
behind. I hate November. I hate November. I hate November.
Right.
I hate November. I hate November.
Yeah. No, you want me smiling, saying daddy, please be cool. I got two sisters and a brother, but no matter what you do,
yeah,
so love them like you love me, and we'll always meet again. You can help me down forever, son, legend and a friend.
Okay.
Look, daddy, now I'm 8, and it's eating you alive.
Yeah.
Stuff falling at my grave site, I hate to see you cry.
Yeah.
Oh, your God said he's got me.
Yeah.
Daddy, keep on praying.
Yeah.
He said he's got you too, so just stay away from Satan.
Damn, I hate November. I hate November. I hate November.
Right.
I hate November. I hate November.
Right.
I hate November. 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 I hate November.
That's right. Okay. Preach on.
Change came too fast. Me and your mother, cool. You see what your brother do. Your sisters do, they love him too. Your big sister crazy too. The youngest do, they crazy glue.
Yeah.
You probably had the words of your dad saying what it do. You even see me come and visit. Shed tears, then I leave.
Yeah.
I wear your heart on my shoulder and your head on my sleeve. When I held you and I kissed you right before you last goodbye.
Yeah.
Even though you were gone, I still felt like you alive.
Damn, I hate November. I hate November.
That's right.
I hate November. 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 I hate November.
I know why I feel like that all the time, right?
Now you see what I've been doing, taking time from my day just to give you everything that your daddy wanna say. Dude, I know you listening, your daddy's a Christian. Ain't you proud of me, buddy? Ain't never seen no prison. Your daddy got married and he's still doing music. Got this same old Chevy like he don't wanna lose it. I'm making you laugh, but as far as it goes, rest in peace, J.D. Keyshawn, I'm missing you slow. Yeah, I love November. I love November. I love November.
Yeah,
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 I love November.
Okay,
I love November.
Hey,
I love November.
Let the choir sing it.